business, and it started about 25 years ago with I Love Lucy. And he tells tells the whole story about his career, how he started, and about I Love Lucy in a book called, strangely enough, A Book by Desi Arnaz. Would you welcome Desi Arnaz?
Thank
our,
you.
Our band's used to playing ballrooms. They're ready for anything.
I love you.
Yeah, you look pretty.
Thank you.
Pretty.
So do you.
How are you tonight? Couldn't you come up with a title, Desi? Did you just run out of ideas? You got so many ideas, you finally said,
well, what do you want me to call it? A pencil? That's what you... Why you call this a pencil?
Well, that's what it is.
Well?
That's what it is. Mind like a trip hammer. Makes a lot of sense.
I really was going crazy with all the titles that they suggest, you know. So, you do a thing like this. I never done a book in my life, and I don't even like to write letters. And when they asked me to do this thing, towards the end, they send you 1,000 different things, you know.
Right.
Some of them, when we have time, about 1.5 hours one day, I'll read you the whole list. So I figure I just call it what it is, a book. That's all.
You started out this book, you talked about, and I didn't realize this, you were in Cuba at the time that they had the Cuban Revolution, and you had to get out of Cuba?
Very rare down there, you know, a revolution. But I was down there way before Fidel Castro, during the Batista thing. My father was the mayor of my hometown for 10 years. My uncle was the chief of police. We had that town pretty well.
Really well.
And my great grandfather was appointed mayor of my hometown by Queen Isabella. Where the hell I'm going?
And, she sure is.
Yeah.
She rest in peace. Yes. That's your great grandfather.
You know, when I was sitting in there listening to all this group here, I'm out of my league.
No.
I thought I'd come out and just talk in Spanish all the way through, you know? And then I may get a chance.
You never really lost any of your Spanish accent after living here?
No, Bob sends me to Cuba every year, so I can... You know what? I got a whole chapter in the book about him. And tell him the story about when you gave me the lines, will you?
No, we were on the... he was on radio. What year was it?
1957.
Lucy called me up, and we just lost Stan Kenton, the band. You know, they went somewhere. And we had an opening, so Lucy called me and said, put Desi on. So, you know, all right, put Desi and his band on. You were on for 2 years, weren't you?
Yeah.
And the writers would give Desi a line, and he'd walk up to the thing and spit all over the microphone, and the guacamole would fall out. And that was that. So, and they'd cut it and say, and then I'd say, give him a couple of lines. Give this kid a couple of lines, you know. And we'd give him a... And he'd drop an omelet all over the thing. And so after a while, you know, I'd have to fight him to get him to give Des a few lines. Well, he was on for 2 years. And about 4 years later, he was the king of show business. You know, Desi and Lucy. And... this guy was not only directing, he was telling funny things and so and so. And I hadn't seen him for 5 years. And I ran into him down in Palm Springs. He said, hello. And I said, you're reading lines? That's it, you know.
No, he wasn't kidding. I didn't even, not only could I say them well, I didn't understand the jokes. You know
it's a tremendously interesting story, that whole business of the way that came about. Because if somebody would have gone, and somebody obviously did, and say, we've got Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball, and we're going to do a series together. Lots of people would have said, hey, that's crazy.
They did.
Did they do that completely?
They did,
Who's
yeah.
going to understand the Spanish-speaking of...
Everybody said that they want to. First of all, you know, when you read this thing, you really see that my whole life has been a bunch of accidents. Everything that happened to me is because something else happened. Being with Bob was like going to college for a couple of years to study comedy by the master of all comedy. So it was the greatest experience in the world. Before Bob, I was with Cougat, and even though he didn't pay much money, I had to steal buns and celery at the Waldorf. But I learned a hell of a lot about the band business. And the whole situation.
Would you work under the name of Abby Lane or something?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Between Abby Lane and Miguelito Valdez, I was in there.
And the Strand, yeah. The Strand.
The Strand.
When he came out in a white suit, it was magnificent.
Weren't you partly responsible for starting the conga craze?
Yeah, that's another accident. I quit Cougar because, like I says, I couldn't eat well working with him. And I went back to Miami.
Cougie's not coming off too good so far. But
I said I learned a lot from him, though.
Yeah.
You know, Charo told me in your show the other night that she found the money. Because I told Charo that Cougar puts all his money in cans. And it's buried in the garden in Beverly.
You're kidding.
So Charo has been pretending that she's been planting vegetables.
She's out digging up the garden.
Nora Carrot has come up, but she found the money. She told me in your show. I'm in that thing with him tomorrow night, you know. Anyway.
As you were up until the day.
Oh, I was. I'm out?
You're on the floor now. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're there. I'm just kidding. You're there.
All right. That's good.
You know you're there.
He gave the book a great plug. Isn't that wonderful? And in a special yet. Yeah. Anyway, I said, cool, God, I got to quit. I got to get my little band. And he says, you'll die of hunger. Nobody knows the rumba in this country. I says, I'm dying of hunger now. So what's the difference? So he says, go to Miami. And I go to Miami. I said, if I get a job, would you send me a little band? I said, sure. So he said, you can use Xavier Cugat and Desi Arnaz Orchestra from the World of Astoria in New York City. I said, gee, that's great, you know, it's a wonderful start. So I got a little job on there. I says, I got the job, send me the band. And I said, I'll pay you for the use of the name. And he said, all right, how much? I said, same you pay me at first, $25 a week. He took it, that's the payoff, you know. Anyway, every week he said, where's my money?
This is long before Lockheed.
Oh, yeah. So he sends me this group. It's a Jewish piano player. I says, well, you play anything? He says, Vey, Mama Inez, the Peanut Vander, things. Now, today, Jewish boys play as good or better Latin music than the Cubans do. But in those days, you know, I'm talking about 1938.
Didn't know nothing.
Nothing. Now, the drummer was a Spaniard. Now, you know the Spaniards. They all paso doble. No matter what they play, it sounds like they're playing something for the bull come out into the arena, you know? Bum, 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 bum. And a violin player, a saxophone player, and a bass player. There's the two Italians and another Jewish fellow.
No Cubans in the whole thing?
Nothing. No maracas, no conga, no drums, no nothing. A violin, a saxophone, the drummer that was a Spaniard, and the piano and the bass. And they got there the night that I was opening. And I had no arrangements, no nothing. So I opened. We played the first set. It was in a hole behind the bar, the little bandstand, you know. I came down the stairs. The guy says, you're fired. That is the worst sound I have ever heard in my life. And he was right.
You're bad.
He was right. He says, I would have been better off hiring the Salvation Army. Well, I don't know why, but anything things get really bad for me, I start to laugh. And I had to laugh like hell, because he was right. It was a terrible sound. So I said, you can't fire me. I got a contract. He says, I don't care what you got. You're fired. But he had to give me 2 weeks, because thank God for Petrillo. So,
are you there?
Couldn't cancel your pay or play, right?
2 weeks, got off. So I said, let me try to figure out. And I had this big conga drum with me. Now, in Cuba, everybody does the conga in carnival time, particularly my hometown. Mm-hmm. It's like the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Everybody from the island comes to Santiago, and they do the conga line. It goes on for 3 days, hundreds of conga drums and frying pans that they hit with sticks and the jackass of the jaw of a jackass. I almost said the jackass of a Joe. I still can't say the lines too well. Anyway, I said to these guys, I bought a bottle of rum. I says, drink up. We're going to try something new. I figure I can make enough noise with this thing to cover the band, you know, behind me. And also, who can go boom, 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 boom? You know, I said, to the drummer, I says, you can go boom, 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 can you? You don't have to make that sound like a password. I says, no, boom, 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 I can go. I says, all right. Now, the violin player, I said, you... I went to the kitchen, got two frying pans, gave him the frying pans. He says, how do I go boom, boom, boom with these things? I said, you don't go boom, boom, boom with those. You go ding, 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 ding. See? He said, ding, 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 ding. Now, this is a guy that probably was hoping to be Joshua Heifetz, and he's...
sitting there with two frying pans.
Sitting there with two frying pans and two spoons. What did I say?
No, you said it right.
Did I say it right?
I'm going to get it right. I'm going to get it right.
Anyway, that's how the conga started.
That's what he story. Told
me. My dance of desperation.
That's a funny story.
Room service.
We'll take a break. We're coming right back. Stay with us. You know, the remarkable thing about you and your life is that you came from Cuba, came a musician and an actor, and ended up as one of the biggest producers of television shows here in Hollywood. At one time or another, you had many, many big stars working for Desilu.
Yeah, mainly I had Lucy.
Yeah.
That was quite a bit of help.
Yeah, but off of that.
You know, Time magazine asked me one time, why do you, if you had to split the percentage of the success of I Love Lucy between yourself and the actors and the actresses and the writers, how would you do it? Who would you give the credit to? I said, well, give Lucy 90% and split the rest between us.
Yeah, she's a big talent. Big talent.
No, I like her. No, Now, listen, there's another accident. You know, the whole thing, because like you said originally, they did not want us to work together.
Right.
Lucy wanted me to do her radio show, which was called My Favorite Husband. And CBS wanted to adapt it to television. And she says, I'll do it if Desi plays the husband. Well, there was no way I could play that guy. He was the second vice president of a band played by Richard Denning, used to play a blue American fellow with blue eyes. And
didn't Joan Caulfield eventually do that show, My Favorite Husband?
Yeah, on television.
Yeah.
And I says, I can't play that fellow. Nobody will believe me, you know. So she said, well, let's try something else. So I says, look, they don't think we should work together. By that time, she was doing very well in pictures. She had done a picture with Bob. She did a lot of good pictures with Bob Paleface. I think she had done one already.
Fancy Pants.
Fancy Pants. Yeah, a lot of good
Sorrowful
pictures.
Sorrowful Jones.
Sorrowful Jones. Yeah, yeah. And she was doing, you know, she was co-starring with Bob, so that ain't nickels and dimes, you know. Bob faced more than Cougat, I know. Here's what we did. I said, let's try it. Let's do a little, when the next time I go with a band on tour, you come with me, and we'll do a couple of numbers together. I had a very dear friend of mine, Pepito, the Spanish clown, you remember from the Hippodrome days. He gave her a couple of clown bits. Bob and Madeline, who wrote our show later on for all the years, wrote a little sketch. She did the clown bit. She did Cuban Pete with me, in which she sang, they call me Sally Sweet. I'm the queen of the Lancet Street. And pum, cuckoo, pum, and knock my hat off my head. And that was, and the audience, like these people here, throughout the country, they love us being together. So I said, well, now I don't care what the networks, the agency, or anybody says. If those folks there likes us, that's it. So then we started working on the pilot. And the pilot was 80% of what we done on the stage.
You ran for how many years on television? The reruns are going around now. You've got a whole new generation of kids.
25th year that it's been on since, never been off. 25 years.
Still a guy.
John, how many times?
Rickles is just trying to get a week. We'll be right back. Well, there are several dozen and more stories in here we didn't even get a chance to talk about tonight, but it's a fascinating, intimate, revealing book. You really lay out the story of your life.
I told my son, I says, you know, some of the things are going to be a little hard to say in there. And he was wonderful. He's my best friend. He said, Dad, if you're going to do it, you got to tell it like it was.
And you did.
And we tried.
It's called a book. Thank you, Desi, for being here.
Thank
Robert,
you,
the specialist, tomorrow night at 8:30.
8:30. Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you.
Monday night. Bob Madigan. Thank
good
you,
night,
Bob.
We'll see Florida.
You
I love you.
Thank you, Bob.
Good night.
Tomorrow night, Bing Crosby will be with us.
Der Bingo tomorrow night. Ray Bolger, Marvin Hamlisch, Burt Musson. Good night.